Welcome to the Strategic Travel Entrepreneur. My name is Rita Perez. Hello. I've been a travel advisor for over 10 years and am navigating this winding road of entrepreneurship with you. I created this podcast because I wanted to share all the things I've learned from leaders both in and out of our industry that I really wish I would have known way back then. But alas, the important thing is I'm aware of them now, and I want you to be too. Ready for this week's show? Let's jump in. Hello, travel business friends. Last podcast of the year. It has been a crazy last quarter of the year. I don't know if I know I'm definitely not in the same boat, having talked to a couple of you in marketing business school about it. But this end of year has been a little bit nutso. And so actually today we are going to be in the marketing strategy planning session this afternoon, December 20th. And I know my personal goal, or one of my biggest goals, is really to set my year up with a lot of ease, because really I've selected the words ease and exposure to be my words for 2023, because business can be easy. Is it always going to be easy? No, but I can put processes and boundaries into place, and I could do a lot of streamlining in my business to make sure that it at least feels easy in terms of even being able to turn away business that doesn't feel in alignment with what my business goals are and how I run with business. A great example of this was recently somebody had come up to, they sent me a Facebook message. I used to work with this person many years ago, and they kept using the word deal. They wanted to work with me so I could help them find a deal. And I was trying to avoid answering them, and it kind of like came to the point where I needed to answer them. And I gave them a little bit of information of how I work and my fees. And they said, well, we can probably do like a lot of stuff independently because we know a lot of the processes in and out. So we're just like really looking for a really good deal. And my answer to them essentially was, well, if that is your main priority to find a really good deal, you may have an even better shot at doing that, just checking things out on your own, because the people that work best with me are those that want to utilize my expertise and my guidance, and they're not really looking for just a deal. I said that differently, but that's like the overall gist of that. And I do not feel any guilt for having sent that message, because just last week I put together a similar group with clients who have worked with me before, told them that there was going to be a fee this time, had no problem paying my fee. So, and that's how I know like I'm getting closer and closer into alignment and into working with the people that I want to be working with, is that the more that I put out like, no, I don't want to be working like with people like this, and yes, like I want more of this coming, I want to invite more of this in, the more that it appears, and also the less that I get upset about anything with, you know, people just wanting to find a good deal, or if I see people have booked travel on their own, I, instead of thinking like, oh my gosh, I'm so upset at this, I'm like, thank you. You just saved me so much time from working with you, because frankly, I just don't have the time. I just don't have the time. If you are not going to be a quality client of mine, I just don't have the time for you in my travel business anymore. And so I want to be able to say a little bit more of that within my travel business. And then in the marketing side of things, and here on the podcast, I really want to support you as travel business owners to bring more ease, uncomplicate all the processes, and just bring so much more clarity to what you want your business to be, especially in terms of marketing and marketing your business and really streamlining your processes. So that I feel like was a long way around to get to like a really good wrap up of my thoughts of 2022, but also what I'm looking forward to in 2023. So this is going to be a super short episode. There won't be an episode next week, and I'm hoping to bring back consistency in 2023 with the weekly podcast episodes and bringing back some guests. It, again, has been just so banana, like lots of good things, like marketing business school got kicked off on the ground, Prep for Wave Week, which was a huge success. I turned Prep for Wave Week into a private podcast if you rather listen to it rather than viewing the videos. And so let's just do a recap if you have not been like sticking in tune to here and want to see what some of the highest downloaded episodes this year were. Let's get into the top 10. Let me make sure I have 10 here because I feel like there's maybe a couple more pulled. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All righty, the top, let's count them in reverse now. All righty, so episode 10 of 2022 is number 58. This was in the visibility series that I was having this spring. And this episode is about the social media strategies few are talking about. Episode, or number 9, if we're doing a countdown of the top 10 episodes. Number 9 is episode 78, Sales Thoughts from Working at the Theater. If you've been following me for a little bit, you know that I pick up theater gigs here and there to sell merch. And of course, like with everything, I had like some downloads that I thought would be useful for your own travel business, so I put them in a podcast episode. Number 8 is episode 64, Direct Mail Marketing for Your Travel Business. I guess like this, I didn't even think that this was going to be on the list because this was back from June. So that's awesome that you guys, it's like one of your top episodes of the year. But also I wanted to let you know that the tool that I use for my own direct mail marketing automation, Mailbox Power, the pro account right now is on a holiday sale through the end of the year, meaning that your pro account, which is normally $79 a month, is just $49 a month with this promotion. So you can find full details at my affiliate link, which is mailboxpower.com/readaventures. And in that episode, episode 64, I go over a lot of the ways that I use direct mail marketing. This is like through holiday cards, birthday cards, and cruise of the month postcards. All right, number 7 on the list is our pre-prep for Wave Week episode. It is episode 79, Lead Magnets 101, because one of the sessions in Prep for Wave Week was talking about utilizing Facebook ads for lead generation. In order to do that, you do need to have a lead magnet. So I wanted to give a little breakdown of the lead magnets so that you are ready for that session. Episode or number 6 is episode 53, Marketing Trends with Michael McGuire. And she is now, I believe her title is the Senior Director of Integrated Marketing with AMA Waterways. And she gave us tons of insights earlier this March on marketing trends that she was seeing for the year. So make sure to listen in on that. It may have changed a little bit, but I love like the unique perspective that she provides. Number 5, also from AMA Waterways, is friend, coworker, mentor, Janet Bava, who is the Chief Marketing Officer at AMA Waterways. Episode 63, Refreshing Ways to Think About Marketing. Because I know a lot of like what you hear, buzzwords that are out, like from a lot of like marketing consultants, marketing coaches that are out there. You want to do all the things, but I and Janet are all about simplifying and streamlining and being able to utilize the resources that you have. So episode 63 is one of the ways that you can actually rethink your marketing efforts. Number 4 was one of my favorite interviews, and that was with Christy Cameron from the podcast Travel Geniuses. It is episode 69, Breaking the Travel Business Rules, Part 1. We broke a lot of things in that episode, and so if you are wanting to break down some stigmas or hear from some people who are kind of like done with the old way of doing things in the travel business. That's another excellent one to listen to. Number three, episode 77, collaborating within the travel industry with Claire Burt. Claire Burt is a travel coach, and it was really nice to learn from her in an extremely very meta. If you are wanting to like reach out and gain exposure for your own business, you should really listen into what Claire has done, especially how she got onto my podcast. All right, number two, a huge fan fave of the podcast, episode 76, Copywriting Hacks for Your Travel Business with Deanna Harris. Deanna Harris is another like really amazing gem within the travel industry. She is both travel advisor and she helps you travel business owners with your content writing in your travel business. So whether that's like social media captions, email marketing, if that is like making blog posts, Deanna is your person and you'll want to hear because she dropped so many like bombs, amazing bombs in episode 76. And then number one is episode 75, Increasing Efficiency in Your Travel Business with Alexandra Tucker, who is also a person that has dual roles. She is one of the co-founders of Sequence, a project management tool made specifically for travel business owners, and she does have her own travel business. And that was a really cool one, kind of like breaking down what the travel business tool Sequence will be when it like officially launches to the industry. So those are the top 10 episodes of the year. Man, if you have been consistently listening to the podcast throughout the year, maybe you would like to listen to some that came out last year in 2021 in our first season. So let me see if I can find some top episodes from the first season. Oh, this was one of my favorites. All right, episode two. It is Networking for Introverts with Lisa Platt. So if you like, you hear the word networking and you like despise it or cringe, listen to that episode. It is super, super helpful. Episode 38, Tools for Travel Entrepreneurs. I was just going to say the intro episode, but we do not need to listen to the intro episode. Episode 50, Setting Up Your Google Business Profile with Amy Graves. So she has been on the podcast, but most recently was on Prep for Wave Week, talking about the newness that is coming to Google Business Profile for 2023 and trends that you need to stay on top of. Episode 60 is also part of the visibility series, Visibility Within the Travel Industry. And then one more for, actually, wait, bad on me, Rita Perez. Some of those were from 2022. So let's go back to 2021 episodes. Episode 3, Copywriting for Travel Pros with Emily Matris, who is someone that I have personally used for my own travel business copywriting. Episode 20, Do You Have a Model Calendar? So I was doing a lot of insights because around that time, because that was published July 2021, around that time of the episode, I was only like 2 months in full-time as a full-time business owner. And so what I had learned in setting up my calendar to make sure I was setting myself up for success. Episode 22, Knowing Your Numbers with Stephanie Cannon, who is a friend of the podcast. Episode 26, Productivity in Your Travel Business with Evie Burke. And episode 11, Utilizing Your Marketing Data with Christy Mitchell. There are so many amazing episodes, but those are some of the top episodes from 2021 that you'll want to tune into if you're looking for some fresh content that you hadn't listened before on the podcast. All right, I think that really wraps it up for me. There will not be a new episode next week. Really, thanks for being here. Thank you so much for sharing the podcast. May your holidays be eventful, but not like crazy eventful, but just like you're making tons of memories. You're not working too hard out. You're putting in a lot of boundaries, and you're just really able to find some relaxation time here and there so that when 2023 comes rolling in, I do want to say, like, we're going guns a-blazing, but also, do we really need guns a-blazing in 2023? I cannot wait to talk through all of that later today in the marketing strategy planning session. If you have not joined up and you're still interested, you can go ahead to the show notes and find the different links to do that. All right, thank you so much, travel business owners. Have an amazing holiday season this week, next week. Have an amazing New Year's Eve, amazing New Year's Day, and I cannot wait to come back to you fully refreshed in 2023. Bye.
Thanks for joining me on the Strategic Travel Entrepreneur. Please subscribe and leave the show a rating on your favorite podcast platform. Oh, and don't forget to take a look at the show notes for important information and links. See you next week.